Heavenly Father, Lord God Almighty, we lift our praises to you.
亲爱的天父，我在这边向我们祷告，献上给你。
Indeed, you are the God of grace and the Lord of mercy.
因为你是那是一个赐怜悯的神。
We are forever grateful for the eternal life given to us through Jesus Christ.
我们向你透过主耶稣赐给我们的这个生命，永远的向你献上感谢。
When we think of this life here, we look around and we can't help see sometimes the wickedness of the world.
当我们在冥想我们的生命的时候，还有我们在我们看我们生活周遭的这样的一些苦难的时候，
We're also mindful and contemplate both our weakness and the corruption of our nature.
我们也被深切地提醒到，我们在我们所处的这个大自然世界是多么的腐败。
And thus we recognize how easy and vulnerable and tempted we are.
我们也认识到我们自己是多么的软弱。
However, we praise you for the victory that's found in Christ Jesus.
但是我们要要向那个主耶稣，你向我赐给主耶稣献上感谢。
We thank you for all the promises and encouragement given to us in the gospel.
我们要向你在透过福音所彰显给我们的也献上感谢。
It is the power of you for salvation for anyone who believes.
主啊，那是因为透过相信着你，你将这样的一个救恩赐给我们所有人。
And so we exalt you, the Lord of our salvation.
因此我们在这边要向你大声的称谢。
We praise you because of Jesus' sacrifice.
我们要感谢你，因为你透过主耶稣替我们的牺牲。
And we're grateful for the Holy Spirit given to sanctify us.
也要向你赐给我们的圣灵而感谢。
Father, we pray for our church.
主啊，我们替我们的教会来祷告。
We know next Sunday we will witness several believers in baptism.
主啊，我们知道下个主日有许多的弟兄姐妹要在我们当中来受浸礼。
We thank you for their inward possession of faith in Christ Jesus, and we look forward to their outward profession of faith and testimony.
主啊，我们要将这些弟兄姐妹愿意受洗的弟兄姐妹，他们将他们的信仰向众人来显现而感谢。
We also look for the barbecue outing this coming Saturday.
我们也将我们这个周六即将来到的教会的烤肉来感谢。
We're grateful for the fellowship coming together.
我们感谢你，像透过许许多多的这样的一个团契交通的时间
，Help us to extend kindness to others, especially those who are interested in coming.
特别是有当中可能会有心要来参加我们烤肉的
，And may they enjoy the company, but more importantly, trust in you.
我们要希望他能够在我们当中能够来好好的享受这样一个时光。
We are mindful to pray for our precious children. Many started school, while others will soon start in college.
我们也将我们许多的当中，我们有小朋友要已经开始开学的。
We pray that they would act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you.
我们希望我们这些孩子们能够在他们校园的环境当中都能够活出公义圣洁的生活。
Have mercy upon all those who are traveling this weekend.
主啊，也求你能够赐怜悯给我们当中有正在旅游、正在出外旅游的这些弟兄姐妹们。
Strengthen those who are weak and ill in our midst.
主啊，也求你来赐力量给我们当中如果有正在经历病痛的。
And now, as we hear from your divine word, let us receive it as such.
主啊，当我们现在准备来聆听你的话语的时候，求你来亲自来检查我们。
Fill us up with your spirit.
主啊，求你能够将你的圣灵赐给我们。
Have mercy upon us all.
并且能够赐怜悯给我们。
We pray this in Christ Jesus.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣圣名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
大家请坐。
Today I'll be preaching in 1 Peter chapter 3 verses 18 to 22.
今天我要跟大家分享的主题是彼得前书第三章八到十节。
And this is the third message that has been given on this given passage.
今天是这个基督受难中的得胜的系列的信息的第三部。
Already we spent considerable amount of time in the first couple of verses.
我们已经在当中前面两部分已经花了很多时间来解释前面的经文。
And now we'll take a look at the latter part.
那今天我们要来接下来往下面来看。
So Derek, why don't you go ahead and read the passage for us.
我来请大家来攻读彼得前书第三章十八到二十二节，第十八节，因基督也曾一次为罪受苦，就是义的代替不义的，为要引我们到神面前。按着肉体说，他被治死；按着灵性说，他复活了。他借着这灵，曾去传道给那些在监狱里的聆听， 就是那从前在诺亚预备方舟神容忍等待的时候不信从的人，当时进入方舟借着水得救的不多，只有八个人。这水所表明的洗礼，现在借着耶稣基督复活也拯救你们。这洗礼本不在乎除掉肉体的污秽，只求在神面前有无愧的良心。耶稣已经进入天堂，在神的右边，众天使有权柄的并有能力的都服从了他。
And may the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word.
愿主赐福给阅读还有传讲他话语的人。
Now, as you notice in this passage, there's mention of Noah's ark.
大家这边可以看到，这段经文有讲到这个诺亚的方舟。
Noah's ark is a remarkable story, isn't it?
诺亚方舟是一个非常有趣的一个故事。
And it's so fun to teach this story, especially when you teach kids.
特别是当你在将这个故事分享给小朋友听的时候。
If there's one lesson you want to teach kids, it would be Noah's Ark.
如果你要教小朋友一个很好的一个圣经故事的话，诺亚方舟是一个非常棒的一个故事。
You can make paper boats.
你可以借由这个来发挥很多，比如说你可以做折出一个纸的方舟。
You could draw pairs of animals.
或者是你可以教小朋友来画方舟上的各种各对的动物。
And it's pretty simple colors, because when you color the ocean, it's all blue.
或者你可以教小朋友来着色、来涂色，因为海水都是蓝色的。
When you think about Noah's Ark, the characters, the animals, they're really identified to children.
特别是你讲到这个方舟的故事的时候，里面有很多的东西可以教小朋友。
This should also be identifiable to us.
并且这个故事不仅是对小朋友非常有用，对我们的成人来讲也是。
This particular story, the story of Noah's Ark, is used to teach even deeper matters.
诺亚方舟这样一个故事，不仅教导小朋友很多事情，甚至也教导我们那个背后很深层的意义，也发人省思。
Now, how do I know?
为什么这么说？
Because Lord Jesus, he taught about the last times.
因为我们的主耶稣他曾经在讲这个末世来临的时候的事情。
And as he taught about the last times, what illustration did he use? He used the Noah's Ark illustration.
当他在讲明这个末世来临的时候，他是用诺亚方舟这么一个故事来分享。
Jesus said, as it was the days of Noah, so it will be with the coming of man.
耶稣曾这么说，诺亚的日子怎样，人子降临也要怎样。
So in other words, the same scenario that was happening back in the day of Noah is going to happen when the Son of Man is coming.
这代表什么意思？这代表诺亚方舟当时发生的事，在不久的未来也即将会发生。
And to sum it up, what were they doing? They were partying, they were carousing, they were very rebellious.
整体来说，当时诺亚方舟时代的人们，他们在那边吃喝玩乐。可能开派对，可能狂欢，直到最后那一天。
And of course, Noah, after finishing the ark, he boarded it up with the animals and his family.
当挪亚完成了他的方舟的时候，他和他的家人上到这个方舟上面去。
And the rains came down, the flood happened, and the boat took off.
然后在当时呢，天上也降下大雨，然后大地的泉源裂开，这个时候洪水就泛滥在地上。
So in the days of Jesus, they were very familiar with the Noah's ark story.
所以那个时候在耶稣的时代，人们都非常熟悉这个挪亚方舟的故事。
And so we find it also here in this passage.
因为我们在这边我们在讲这段经文的时候，我们也是讲同样的事情。
Peter is giving us instructions using the illustration.
彼得引用了这个挪亚方舟的故事，正在教导我们一件事情。
Yeah, it is to convey as far as the last times.
他用这个挪亚方舟洪水的故事来表达这个末世的这个真理。
But it's supposed to inspire us to holy living, especially during hostile times.
不止这样，他应该来启发我们如何在一个充满敌意的世界里面，怎么样过一个圣洁的生活。
Now, previously, you know, I preached on when it came to the Noah's Ark, it gave it a good time frame for the other verses.
在这边为什么会提到挪亚方舟的故事呢？是必须要这么做，是要给我们有一个时间跟背景。
And so in verse 20, it mentions by water, God saves Noah and his family from the evil world.
在第二十节这边他说呢，这水表透过这样的一个水，还有这个洪水，能够让
Now again, what was happening, it was a very rebellious time.
我们要注意到那个时候是一个, 挪亚的时代是一个非常邪恶的世界。
Already in the previous verses, we know that the fallen angels had overstepped their boundaries.
当时的有这么堕落的天使, 他们已经越过了他们的界限。
It was a very hostile time, especially for those who believed.
特别是在, 对信基督相信神的人来说, 那个时候是一个非常, 对他们有敌意的一个世界。
And you could read more about that context in Genesis chapter 6.
你可以回去来, 阅读创世纪第六章里面, 你可以读到更多。
But this is what we know for sure, that God was patient.
但是我们知道, 神在当时挪亚的时代, 他也是非常有耐心的。
Remember, it didn't take Noah just a couple of days to build the ark.
我们要知道这个挪亚方舟不是在几天内就造成的。
It took years and years and years for the ark to be built.
挪亚是花了, 数年, 好几年的时间来把这个方舟建造而成。
For about 120 years, the Lord was patient.
在这个120年, 挪亚在建造方舟的时候, 神都是有耐心的。
Now, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 5 says Noah was also a preacher of righteousness.
这边, 也说到挪亚是一个, 传讲公义的人。
So in other words, the message was given out as the ark was being built.
所以换句话说呢, 当这个方舟在建造的时候, 这个消息让所有的人都知道了。
And if you lived in those times, you can't help but notice the ark that was being built.
如果你活在那个时代的时候, 你会非常的, 显著地发现到那边这样一个方舟正在被建造。
Inevitably, you're asking the question, what is this and what is this for?
你可能会问说, 哎, 这个方舟是在这边是为了什么啊? 是为什么要建造这样一个东西?
And Noah was more than happy to preach about God and the salvation.
所以诺亚就, 会很开心地借着这个机会来向众人们传讲神的这样一个信息。
So we know that the Lord was patient, and we know that the message was given out.
所以看到这边我们知道上帝是有耐心的, 并且这个消息已经让所有人都知道了。
What else do we know about that Noah's Ark story?
我们还知道什么东西呢?
Besides the animals, who else went in?
除了这些动物以外, 还有谁进入到了这个方舟里面?
Only Noah and his families.
只有诺亚和他的全家。
So let me do the math here real quick.
所以来我们做一个, 简单的算数。
There was zero responses.
只有, 在那边没有任何人回应挪亚的呼召。
That's how rebellious that society was. There was no one that entered the ark except for Noah's family.
我们看到这边就知道, 当时的这个时代是多么的叛逆。
No one responded to the preacher of righteousness.
没有人回应这个挪亚, 所传讲的这个公义还有审判。
No one responded to the visible display of an invitation to come to the ark.
当所有人看到这个挪亚这么明显的在被建造的时候, 仍然没有人回应他。
The only ones that responded was Noah, his wife, his three sons, and their wives.
只有这个八个人回应, 就是挪亚, 他的妻子, 还有他三个儿子, 还有他们各自的妻子。
God used the water to save them in the ark.
水神就这样借着这个洪水, 将他们家人, 还有这个方舟, 从这洪水中拯救出来。
The first point is pretty simple.
首先第一点是非常的简单。
Back then it was hostile.
在那个时候是, 他们生活在一个充满敌意的世界。
Today is the same thing. We live in a hostile world.
在我们当今, 也是一样。
Peter is right now trying to give the believers reassurance here.
彼得正在透过这样一个故事, 让, 有很多的基督徒来增添他们的信心。
Sometimes we feel that we are outnumbered.
有时候我们基督徒可能会感到我们寡不敌众。
Sometimes we feel that we are not popular.
或者是我们可能觉得我们不受欢迎。
And there are times that we feel like we're getting the short end of the stick when it comes to our faith.
或者是我们会感受到什么,受到一些缘故, 然后我们受到不公平的对待。
Peter knew that persecution was happening and it was escalating more and more.
彼得很清楚地知道这些信徒们他们正在外面所遭遇的迫害。
And animosity towards the believer was getting more and more hostile.
还有这些外人对他们这些信徒的仇恨都是日以继夜的不断的增加。
Remember, Peter had given his message to the exile elect.
所以我们在这边要大家记得，彼得已经诚心让这些以所拣选的人已经跟告诉他们这件事情了。
And remember, they were persecuted to the point that they were all getting pushed out.
所以当他们当时所遭到的迫害，甚至到一个程度，他们被所有人给赶出去。
In other words, they didn't move because the real estate was better. They moved because they were pushed out.
换句话说，他们不是他们离开当地，不是因为他们有找到可能更适合居住的，他们是被人家赶出去的。
So when Peter uses the Noah's Ark reference, what is he telling the people?
所以当彼得来讲到这个挪亚方舟，引用挪亚方舟的故事，他是想要告诉那些圣徒什么事情
？Hey, you think it's bad now?Just think it was certainly bad back then in Noah's time.
他们彼得想讲的是说，如果你觉得当下这样一个光景让你觉得很痛苦，你要想想当时在挪亚那样一个邪恶的时代，他们是经历过什么样的事情。
You think you're outnumbered now? Just think there was only 8 that responded.
你可能觉得你当下你身为基督徒，你可能会觉得你寡不敌众，对于其他这些未信的人，你要想想当时挪亚他们全家只有八个人相信。
And yet God was faithful to the few.
不仅如此，神也一直都是信实，为了那些少数所信的人，一直神都是信实的。
God was patient to his own.
神对他自己的子民也是非常的有耐心的。
And God vindicated his own.
所以到最后，神透过这样一个来平反了他自己的信徒们。
Put yourself in Noah's shoes.
我们让我们自己换到这个挪亚的角度来思考。
How would you like to be a preacher and day after day, year after year, no one responds?
如果你成为一个传道人，然后你不断的向那些人传讲信息，一日又一日，但是没有人回应你。
And it wasn't that they just said, "Oh, you stay over here."
哦，他们可能不说啊，你就留在这里就好了。
I'm sure that they were teasing Noah because of what he was building and the purpose he was building it for.
我想当时那些人，挪亚的世代的那些人，他们可能利用很多不同的机会来取笑挪亚。
They probably think there's no way it's going to rain to bring about flood.
他们可能说啊，这个不可能会从天堂上场下下这么多雨，然后下到一个程度会有洪水发生。
There was people that were probably getting agitated for what Noah was doing too as well.
这当中有可能很多人觉得挪亚在建造那个方舟的时候，他们也觉得很讨厌。
It reminds us that we live in a sin-scarred world.
这代表，这提醒我们活在一个充满了敌意的这样的一个世界里面。
And there are times that we suffer even standing for righteous sake.
在今天世界里，我们可能会为了正义而来受苦。
There is times we're trying to live the gospel, we're trying to preach the gospel, and to no avail.
这当中，我们可能在想要传讲福音的时候。可能都会觉得遇到很多的碰壁。
To no avail in terms of people responding in faith.
所谓的碰壁就是可能你传讲福音的时候没有人给你回应。
I remember very early in my Christian life, I was really upset.
我很记得我当初一开始成为基督徒的时候，有一件事情让我觉得非常的不满。
Now I had been excited about my faith and I've been excited aboutPreaching about my faith, and so I preached to a lot of my friends and a lot of the students that I went to school with.
我当时刚信主的时候，我向我许多的朋友来传讲这个福音的信息。
There was no response. There was zero response.
但是当时没有一个我的朋友回应了我。
And so that made my heart sad.
所以当时我就感受到我的心里面非常的悲伤。
Every generation, we usually think it's worse.Than we first started out, right?
每一个世代可能都觉得当下他们是最糟糕的一个状况。
This world, it's getting worse than when we first started out in life.
这个世界呢，已经越来越来的堕落，跟最一开始的时候、最初的时候来比。
There's more natural disasters.
现在我们经历到有更多的这个天然的灾害。
There's more violent acts. There's more conflict.
我们可能在社会中遇到很多的这样的一个暴力的行为。
And it seems like people are even ruder than when we first started out.
甚至我们会觉得我们当下世代的人很多都是越来越来的没有礼貌，越来越来的这个很难相处。
Sometimes we have to teach people even the basic things about manners, right?
有时候我们必须去教人们一些基本的举止礼仪，还有要如何有礼貌。
And we see this escalating.
但我们看到这个是越来越来的严重。
Once again, Peter using the Noah's Ark illustration. You think it's bad? Just think in terms of Noah's time.
再一次的，彼得引用了这样一个挪亚方舟的故事，提醒他们：如果你觉得当下的日子很难过，你要想想挪亚当时候他们所经历的。
Much patience and grace in the days of Noah, but when the flood came, judgment came very swiftly.
在挪亚那个时代里面有许多的恩典和许多的怜悯，但是当这个洪水来临的时候，所有人都被扫光了。
After 120 years, Noah and his family was delivered from the evil age by the judgment of the waters of flood.
在这么一个120年，在建造方舟的期间，挪亚最终透过和他的家人透过洪水。神把他们从这个邪恶的时代中给拯救出来。
Let me make a second point here.
让我来跟大家分享我的第二点。
We have choices to make.
我们要做出一个选择。
Let me put it very simply for us. Either do we want in or do we want out?
简单的来说，就是你想要进去那个方舟，还是你想出来？
Do you want in the ark, or are you going to be outside the ark?
你想要进入那个方舟里面呢，还是你要在方舟的外面？
What I mean is, are you on board with Jesus Christ? Are you off board with Jesus Christ?
意思就是你是在基督里面还是在基督外面？
It's pretty much the same thing.
这是同样的一个意思。
Are you responding to the message of righteousness?
你有没有在神的这个公义的信息上对神做出回应？
Are you responding to the gospel message of mercy and grace?
你有没有将神的这个怜悯的这样一个信息的福音信息来做出回应
？And it is this message do you identify with？
就是换句话来问，就是你有没有将这样的一个概念放在你的心中
？You're either out or you're in。
你是要么是跟神在一起，要么就不是跟神在一起。
You can't say oh I'm in and out, in and out。
你不能说我今天是这样子，明天是那样子。
No, it's either out or you're all in。
就是只有你只有全然的和人在一起，要么就是完全不是。
Can I ask you today, are you out or are you in?
我可以问问你，你今天是服从上帝呢，还是没有服从呢？
Are you out? That is, do you not believe in Christ or do you believe in Jesus Christ?
你有没有全心全然的来相信耶稣基督呢？
Do you stand in the message of righteousness or do you not?
你是不是与这个神的公义站在一起呢
？It's either one or the other.
你是从中择一而已。
We have choices to make.
我们都要做出这样的一个选择。
The choice is yours under God's guidance, whether we're on board in Christ or not.
无论你是否和基督站在一起，你都可以做出这样一个选择。
Peter uses the Noah's Ark story, particularly the flood and deliverance.As a loose analogy of the type of salvation that we experience,
彼得用挪亚全家从洪水中这样一个拯救来当作是一个耶稣属的救赎基督徒的救赎的一种比喻。
Listen carefully as Noah passed through the flood waters into salvation from God's judgment, so believers pass through baptism into salvation from God's judgment.
因为挪亚经历过洪水被从神的审判当中拯救出来，所以信徒们也一样经历新受洗礼，从上帝的审判当中拯救出来。
Now I said, listen carefully.
但是我们仔细来听。
And I also point you to scripture and what Peter is clarifies.
我要来指导经文中彼得来澄清的这个部分。
Peter is clarifying for us all. It is not the act of baptism which saves us. That is, he uses the phrase the removal of dirt from the flesh.
彼得这边在澄清的说，不是洗礼的这样一个动作和行为可以去拯救你，或者换句话说，不是清除这个肉体上的一个污秽。
It what baptism signifies.
而是洗礼代表的意味是什么
？And that is the appeal of God for a good conscience through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
就是透过耶稣的死和复活来求在神面前。有这样一个无愧的良心。
The appeal that is mentioned, the pledge that is mentioned, points to the moment of salvation when somebody is to the point where he, under the conviction of the Holy Spirit, cries out for the cleansing of sin, only made possible through Jesus Christ's substitutionary death on the cross.
这个呼求或是这样一个宣告，就是洗礼的这样的宣告的行为，就是那个得救的时刻。换句话说，就是当下一个人，那个人在圣灵的感动之下。 向神来呼求，来清洗神的罪过，同时靠着相信耶稣在十字架上所受到的这个牺牲。
This is the pledge, this is the trust, this is the faith that we must have before we partake in baptism.
这就是一个在一个人在受洗之前所要去向神来宣誓或向众人来宣告的。
As we know, the rite of water baptism is an act of obedience.
我们也知道说受洗礼这样的一个仪式也是一个顺从的行为。
We make a public profession of the public,of an inward possession that we have of our faith in Christ Jesus.
是我们对愿意接受基督的信仰向众人来公开宣告的这样一个行为。
So what does Peter refer to when he talks about the pledge of good conscience?
所以在这边第十二十一节说彼得说在神面前有无愧的良心。
What Peter means is that when we trust Christ for salvation, we turn to him for the forgiveness of our sins.
彼得的意思就是当我们信靠耶稣基督而得救我们就求助于他求他赦免我们的罪。
And so we appeal for him, for the cleansing of both of our sins and our defiled conscience.
我们来恳求他来洁净我们的罪并且我们的罪所造成的这样一个玷污的良心求他来洁净。
So this is what happens when we do take water baptism.
所以这就是我们在受洗礼所要发生的事情。
We had already had trusted Christ as our Savior and Lord.
我们在当下，在这之前，已经完全的信靠神了。
In other words, we have a clear conscience of what we have done.
换句话说，我们在受洗的时候，我们已经有一个无愧的良心了。
And so, at the time of water baptism, it's a time that we do this act of obedience with a clear conscience before God.
所以换句话来说我们在受洗的仪式的过程当中我们已经必须也存着一个无愧的良心然后来这样的一个顺服的一个动作来受洗。
And it's our hopes that we will continue to keep with that clear and good conscience before God.
那么我们在受洗之后呢我们必须要在我们的日常生活中继续的同样的来存着这样一个无愧的良心。
Again, the act of baptism that is mentioned here, that does not say, it is the what baptism signifies.
我们再次讲到洗礼的这样的一个动作并不能带来拯救而是洗礼背后代表的这个意思
It's appeal to God for a good conscience through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ That's what saves us
就是透过耶稣的死和复活在神的面前求有这样的一个无愧的良心因为这样子而我们受到了拯救
And as I mentioned, we have a choice to make
就像我刚刚说到的我们要做出这样的一个选择
Are you in or are you out?
你是和基督站在一起或者是你没有呢
Have you believed in Christ or have you not?
你已经相信了耶稣基督了吗
It's one or the other.
就是从中你只能选择一个。
In verse 22, it talks about the last point that I'm going to.
在第22节这边我要来分享最后一个点。
And it's the focus as far as not only about Christ, but also about those who would go through persecution and hostility.
在这边不是只有我们不只有说到耶稣并且也说到受到平反的这样一群人。
Verse 22 is about Christ. It says, Christ who had gone up to heaven and is at the right hand of God with angels, authorities, and powers having been subjected to him.
在这边说到第十节耶稣已经进入天堂在神的右边众天使和有权柄的并有能力的都服从了他。
This is the third challenge for us.
这就是我们第三点想要来分享的主题。
Like Noah, and of course, as Christ has done, we must trust in God's vindication.
就像神替挪亚全家来辩护、来平反的，我们必须要去相信神也会做同样的事情在我们的身上。
God vindicated Noah and his family, even though they were vastly outnumbered, even though the situation was hostile to them.
上帝为挪亚还有他全家人来辩护、来平反。即便他们挪亚一家的人数远远少于其他地上的人。
We also know in terms of this verse 22 that God had vindicated Jesus Christ.
我们也知道从圣经的经文也告诉我们神是为了基督而平反的。
The enemies are defeated when Christ rose from the dead.
仇敌已经被当耶稣从在十字架上复活的时候仇敌已被打败了。
And now he sits at the right hand of God, a position of authority.
然后现在他坐在神的右边。
And all those spiritual powers, they are subject to him.
还有众天使，这些有权柄、有能力的都服从了他。
In other words, as we had sung before, there is victory in Christ Jesus.
就像我们之前前面的信息分享到的，在神在耶稣里面，我们有得胜。
Death can't hold him down.
死亡并不能将他打败。
Demons have no control over him.
恶魔、撒旦、魔鬼也并不能将他打败。
We worship a victorious and powerful Savior.
我们是这样的，我们所称颂的这样一位神，他已经得胜了，已经战胜了所有一切。
And we know he's coming back for even more victories.
而且我们也知道他并会再次到来。
Here are some considerations for us.
我在这边要跟大家分享几个重点。
Remember how God was patient in the days of Noah.
还记得在当时挪亚的世代里面，神是怎么样的有耐心来等候吗？
Remember, it was 120 years.
还记得是120年的这个准备方舟的这段时间吗？
Let us be reminded in God's patience, especially when it comes to the salvation.
让我们来重新来提醒我们在神在容忍等待的这段时间里面。
2 Peter 3:9 says, God is patient, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance.
在这边说到神是有耐心有怜悯的。他有人认为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们。
Just in Noah's days, you know, remember the flood, it didn't take place right away.
还记得在挪亚预备方舟的当时，神的这个愤怒并没有当下没有马上的发生。
We know the preacher of righteousness was broadcasting the word.
我们知道挪亚当时在向众人传讲这样一个公义的信息。
But eventually judgment came.
但是神的审判终究来到。
Same thing right now, the message is being broadcast.
在当下的世界里面也是一样，这样的一个末日审判的信息也一直都在我们当中。
The good news of Jesus Christ is being preached.
耶稣基督再来的日子也一直向众人传讲。
Christ is coming back, and he's coming back to judge.
当耶稣基督再来地上的时候，审判的日子就会来到了。
And the question we have to ask ourselves, are we ready?
但是我们必须要问我们自己一个问题，你准备好了吗？
The patience of God keeps waiting, but he will not wait forever.
上帝一直在耐心的等待，但是他不会永远的等待。
Today can be your day of salvation.
今天可以是你得救的日子。
Trust in him. Trust in the work of the cross.
我们要来相信神，信靠神在十字架上所做的一切。
Here's another consideration. A day is coming when we will be vindicated.
我们当会有一天来到，我们会被平反的那一天。
What do I mean by vindicated?
什么是平反呢？
Vindication means clear of any charge, suspicion of anything.
辩护或是这个平反，这个意思就是清除任何的指控或是怀疑。
Remember day after day when Noah was building the ark.
还记得当时日复一日，当诺亚在准备建造这个方舟的时候
，He heard the criticism, he heard the teasing.
他也一定听到了这些众人向他的取笑，还有批评。
He also heard the threats. He also encountered his share of the.Of violence.
甚至有人是暴力对他暴力相向，甚至是威胁他。
He knew that people thought that he was wasting his time.
这些怀疑者们都在怀疑挪亚是在浪费他的时间。
But we know that Noah was vindicated, right?
但我们知道最终挪亚被神平反了。
In other words, God proved his righteous plan right.
换句话来讲，就是神他的美好旨意最终会被显现而证明。
There are times, sometimes we encounter that same type of hostility that Noah encountered.
在我们的平常生活中，我们也会有时候会遇到像挪亚一样的这样一个迫害，或者是这样的一个怀疑。
Sometimes people ask, why are you wasting your time in church? Why are you giving your money away?
有些人可能会开始怀疑你，或者是来批评你说，为什么你花这么多时间在教会里面啊，或做这么多事情啊
？There will be a day when the righteous are vindicated.
将会有那么样一天来到，神必定来平反你。
And it's going to be very, very clear.
当那天来到的时候，所有的事情都会变得非常的明显。
When Christ comes again, it's going to be very clear to everybody.
当神再次来到地上的时候，这件事情就会让所有人都知道。
And judgment is going to happen.
并且审判也会伴随着一起同伴随着来。
Sometimes we wonder about those who have been martyred for their faith. In other words, those who died because of their faith.
但我们有时候也会想到圣经讲到许多为神做见证而被杀害的人。
We know in the book of Revelation, it says specifically that they will be vindicated.
我们知道在启示录有说到这个部分，说他们为神而做见证而被杀害的人，他们最终会被神会平反他们。
The Lord will affirm those who cried out for God.
神必定将向神呼喊的这群人，他们必定为他们来平反。
So if we know that God is going to vindicate us,
如果我们知道神会替我们来辩护、来平反的话，
and if we know that there is victory in Christ Jesus,
如果我们知道在耶稣里面的复活里面有胜利，
there's a part of us that we should live without any fear.
我们如果了解这一点的话，我们必须要活在这世界上，我们不必有任何的惧怕或者是畏惧。
In other words, it doesn't matter what.Anybody could do to us.
换句话来讲，就是不管人家世上任何人对你说了什么或做了什么。
Because we know that God's going to vindicate His own.
因为我们知道神最终必定将他的子民来辩护、来平反。
Living in a wicked world can be very difficult.
当我们活在这样的一个充满堕落的世界里，会非常的会可能会感到非常的困难。
But rest assured, God watches His own.
但是我们知道一件事情，非常确定的就是神必定来关注、来关照他自己的子民。
And in God's proper timing, the righteous will be vindicated.
在神他自己有他自己的时间，他最终必定将他自己的子民来辩护。
And so for us, hang in there.
所以对我们来说，我们必须要继续持守在里面。
Keep doing the right thing.
继续来做这样对的事情。
Continue to multiply God's mercy and grace to others.
继续的来将神的这样一个福音的信息来传讲、来分享给众人。
And walk humbly with your God.
并且在神的里面谦卑的来寻找。
We long for those words of vindication. Well done, good and faithful servant.
我们渴望在神像最后的替我们平反来辩护来对我说。仆人啊，你做得好，你是良善又忠心的仆人。
Let me give you another application.
再跟大家分享另外一个重点。
This has to do is regarding how we witness.
这是跟我们要如何来做见证有关。
I'm going to give you a perspective about witness.
我要跟大家来分享做见证的这样的一些重点。
And it's very easy to remember.
会让你很容易就记起来。
Build an ark.
你要来建造一个方舟。
I'm not talking about a wooden ark.
我不是指一个木头做的。
I'm not talking about a paper boat either.
也不是纸做的。
But I'm talking about building an ark in some ways that resembles a steadfast faith in a persevering obedience.
我的意思是建造一个方舟，就是代表说你要做一件事情来证明来你这样你可以坚持你的信仰，还有你坚定顺从神的这样的一个代表。
Remember, Noah's ship was not built overnight.
记得诺亚的方舟不是一夜之间造成的。
The wooden ark took 120 years.
这座木头做的方舟花了120年。
But it symbolizes Noah's willingness to invest a good chunk of his time to prepare for later.
这象征的意义是诺亚愿意投入大量的时间还有他的生命来做这样一个准备。
And so for us, this is our lives.
这代表说我们也同样要来做这样一件事情。
Are we investing in the right things?
做一个象征的事情，我们有没有在我们的时间上花在对的地方呢？
Are we investing in the works of the Lord? Are we investing in the worship of the Lord?
我们有没有在神的事工里面或神的崇拜敬拜里面做出一些贡献？
The boat served as an object lesson to warn people of the future judgment and the condemnation of sins for their days.
这艘船作为一个象征来提醒跟警惕人们。对于未来将来到的这个审判
，Your lives could be a living testimony to others.
你的生命可以做一个对神很重要的一个见证。
Because they see you investing, they see you being faithful.
因为当这些人会看到你在花在这个神上的事工上的时间。
You become an object lesson to everybody.
你也作为这么样一个象征，对你周遭的这些人来做见证。
Because your life points to Christ.
因为你的生命是指向神的。
Sure, you're going to hear it. You're going to hear criticisms.
你可能会听到有些人在批评你。
But the only opinion that really matters is the Lord God Himself.
但是谁的意见最重要呢？就是神，就是上帝的。
Persevere in the faith.
在信仰里面，你必须要坚持。
Love the church and continue to walk humbly before our God.
你要来坚持你的信仰，你要来爱教会。
This is the ark that is being made.
这就是一个正在建造的方舟。
This is a legacy that brings glory to God.
这就是上帝荣耀的一个资产。
The second application, I have to mention it because it's also mentioned here in this passage.
再来讲这个第二个部分。
Is water baptism.
就是受洗礼。
Have you ever testified about your faith in, through water baptism?
你是否已经透过洗礼来证明你对耶稣的信仰呢？
As you know, baptism doesn't save.But it's important step of obedience to God, which we publicly proclaim the faith that we have in the gospel of Jesus Christ.
洗礼或是浸礼不能够拯救任，不能够拯救这个动作不能够拯救你，但是它是顺服顺从上帝的最重要的一步。
And if you haven't done it, I encourage you to do so.
如果你还没有做的话，我在这边特地来鼓励你，来去受洗。
The third application is this.
第三个部分。
Wait.
等候。
You know how difficult sometimes it is to wait nowadays?
你们可能知道说大家都知道要来等候，在当今的时代里等候是多么难的一件事情。
Some of us can't even wait for the microwave to go down to zero.
有些人甚至连等这个用微波炉的时间他都懒得等。
So waiting for the Lord is even more harder than we think.
所以要等候神再来会是更加的困难。
I'm asking you to wait for the Lord.
我要来鼓励大家来等候神。
Have more patience than your microwave.
要在你等候这个使用微波炉的时上，你要更加的有耐心来等候神。
What are you waiting for?
你在等待什么？
I'll tell you what we should be waiting for.
我要告诉你，你应该在等待什么？
We're waiting for the day.
我们要等候审判来临那一天。
We're waiting for not only the day that Christ comes back, we're also waiting for the day of judgment.
我们要等到审判来临那天的时候，神再来的时候。
When we all stand before the holy God.
当我们所有人都站在神圣的神面前。
When judgment happens, the sinners are going to have to acknowledge their sin and guilt.
当那个时候，罪人必须站在神面前来承认他们的罪过。
And they will bow down before the Lord God Almighty.
他们也会向上帝来屈膝跪拜。
We know Scripture says, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
我们知道经文里面讲到说所有人都要向耶稣基督来跪拜。
While you are here on earth, you have time to wait, you have time to be patient with others.
在地上你有时间并能够去等待还有对别人有耐心。
Noah waited 120 years.
挪亚等待了120年。
He didn't see a fruit, he didn't see any conversions coming, but he stayed the course with God.
在他当时他没有看到任何的改变或者任何的状况，但是他仍然遵守在神的旨意里面。
My challenge to myself and to you all is persevere in our faith to the very end.
我要来挑战大家，在你的困难，你的挣扎里面，不要放弃，继续坚持到底。
I certainly hope when I take my last breath that praise and thanksgiving is on my breath to our Lord God Almighty.
我多么的希望当我在我生命的最后一刻的时候，我能够神能够向我来说你坚持到底。
And I hope it's the same for you.
我也希望你能够做一样的事情。
Let us live in holy fear.
如何我们要来在圣洁的生活里面活着？
We don't fear the wrath of God because of what Christ has done for us.
我们也不必再惧怕，因为你不必惧怕上帝的愤怒。为什么这么说呢？
But we do reverence God.
但是我们必须要来尊重上帝，尊敬上帝。
And so what should matter to us is how we live our life to the glory of God.
所以换句话说，我们应该要怎么样为神的荣耀来活着？
Don't let any other fear bother you.
不要让其他任何担心的事、惧怕的事来搅扰你。
But be passionate in your pursuit of God.
你可以在为追求神的国度的更加的来有热情。
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father in heaven, as we come before you,
在天上的神啊，当我们全心来到你面前。
We humbly come before you.
我们是谦卑的来到你面前。
Because we know that we are saved not because of our good works, but because of the work of Jesus Christ.
神啊，我们知道我们得救并不是凭着我们自己，乃是凭着基督耶稣在十字架上。
We are saved not because of our own goodness, but because of your grace and mercy.
主啊，我们能够蒙受拯救。不是靠了我们自己，而是你儿子的恩典。
We are grateful for what you have guided us to.
我们特别在这边献上感谢你，特别是你向我们亲自显现的这样的一个信息。
That we can live a life of purpose and meaning.
我们可以活出一个有生命有意义。
Knowing that we are part of the family of God, knowing that we have a purpose here.
我们知道我们生命已经赋给了我们这样的意义，生命有目的。
And so, Father, we pray that you would help us live faithfully.
主啊，我们求你能够在我们的信仰的道路上当中，能够来增添我们的信心。
You would help us to live with perseverance, Father, in our faith.
主啊，特别是当我们的信仰上遭到迫害的时候，你要来教导我们如何来继续坚持到底。
And especially, Father, when we encounter a hostility or even criticism.
主要特别是我们在这当今的世上遇到很多有敌意或是邪恶的事情。
And Father, by our mouths and by the lives we live, may it all point, Father, to Jesus Christ.
神啊，我们在祷告，不论是我们行事作为，不论是我们说的任何话语，都能够求我们都所有都将指向向众人指向你。
We pray all these things in Jesus' name.
我们祷告所有一切事情在主耶稣里面祷告。
Amen.
Amen.